You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog pound.
Really?
Dog pound. Looking for a Browns pregame party? Dog pound drive. The official Cleveland Browns pregame party is back this season, and the party kicks off 3 hours before every Browns home game on the south side of First Energy Stadium. Be there this Thursday as the Browns take on the Redskins and enjoy beer, food trucks, and music from the Billy Morris Band and DJ Step Floss beginning at 5 p.m. Plus, kids can play on the all-new Browns inflatables and grab a ride on the zip line.
My son took a ride on the zip line at the dog pound drive down at the Brown and Orange scrimmage. Orange and Brown in Columbus.
How was that?
It was great. He loved it. He threw up the number one and then a peace sign all on his own.
Have you guys ever been to Zip City?
No, I just drove by it.
It's out there by Boulder Creek Golf
Course. Yeah, I just drove by it.
It's pretty sweet.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a trampoline park and zip line.
I think I exceed the weight limit on the zip stuff.
I went on there with no problem.
You know what? We're going to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer for the upcoming year is going to stop at Labadee. It's actually their own little private island off of the coast of Haiti. And they have the world's largest zip line into the ocean.
Oh, my.
So I will definitely be doing that.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
I love water slides.
I love
roller coasters, water slides.
I bungee jumped over the Gulf.
Have you?
It was awesome.
How was that?
It was sweet.
Did you doubt the rope? Because that's my question.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
Nope.
You didn't doubt the rope.
Nope.
You know what I'd want to do?
Even as a large fella.
I've had a good run. Dude, at that time, I was just coming out of college, man. I was not where I am in now.
It'd be great. You know, like the water slides that are at that, what's the park over there near Solon Aurora? Wildwater Kingdom or whatever?
Yeah, it used to be SeaWorld and Jungle.
The three that are at the top, there's like a purple, a lime green, and a teal. Those are as good as any three water slides you'll find. Like, I'd love to just have that just for myself.
Have you been
We did that in training camp 1 year in San Diego. Like,
really?
The dog days of real training camp where you're doing double days, eventually you get so stir crazy that as a team, we just start collectively. Like right as you're anticipating Norv Turner to walk in for the team meeting every morning or afternoon, we just start going, water park, like real subtly, and then it just grow.
And it just
and
builds.
Then he'd walk in, we're like it's like raucous cheer of water park. And we did it like five consecutive days. So then it's a morning meeting. Like, you know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was before a double day of training camp. And in walks Ed McGuire, who's essentially like the contract negotiator and salary cap guy for the San Diego Chargers. He goes,
Sasha Brown.
I got good news and I got bad news. He's like, do you want the good news first or the bad news first? And of course, we're like, good news first. It's like the dog days of camp. So we never got to the bad news. He's like, everyone, get ready. Grab your stuff. We're going to the water park. And the place went bananas. So basically, like a local water park, the Chargers literally bought it out from 9 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's glorious.
Which was like essentially the time frame of our first practice, recovery, and break. And we loaded up the bus. They're like, grab your shorts, grab a t-shirt, and a change of clothes. We're going to the water park. We just took a bus right to the water park. We had it all to ourselves.
Oh, God.
So those water slides that you're talking about, you don't just – there was a two-person line for them. So you're doing them like 10 times.
Over.
But long story short, you will never find – more grown men scared of water than you will on an NFL football team. I mean, guys wearing, you know, like full-on life jackets in the wave pool.
Really?
On top of a floaty.
Oh,
yes.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. So
the
biggest joy in my life was like messing with those guys, coming up behind them, the ones that you knew weren't really fond of the water, and just like faking as if you're going to like pop them out of their raft.
Uh-huh.
You've never seen more panic in your life.
That's fantastic. So you guys never got to the bad news?
No, never got to the bad news, which is good that we chose the good news first.
Did you show up to practice later on in the day?
We did.
Did anybody get cut in the interim?
No. And there was no one got sucker punched in the face at the water park.
Which is awful.
By the way, the water park down in Columbus, right next to the Columbus Zoo?
Yeah.
Best water park in the state.
Really? What?
Blow Soak City out of the water.
What's it called?
I have been there. I don't remember the name of it.
I love water parks.
It's literally right next to the Columbus Zoo. So we took the girls down a couple of years ago. We did the water park on Saturday, zoo on Sunday, came home. This water park is ridiculous. They have a toilet bowl you come out into. Literally, you go up as high, like where you're going to flip the raft over. It's like an eight-person raft.
So it's better than Kalahari's toilet bowl?
They have that at
The funnel? Trust
me, child's
okay.
play.
Child's okay.
Compared to what Columbus, they've got a couple. They have a two-person
it's outdoor,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have a two-person one where literally you shoot out, and it's like the you know, like the long ski jump or whatever. Yeah. It's one of those, and you're just out over the lake.
Really?
Oh, it is ridiculous how sweet it is.
Okay.
Man, I used to love Raging Waters in the Bay Area.
Raging Waters.
Solid. Solid. Did you ever get to check that out when you were with the Niners?
Oh,
yeah. Raging Waters. Solid. Very nice.
You did something with the 49ers. There you go.
Yeah, he was there. He knows. We have that Bay Area in common. All right. 216-578-0850. B. Cleasy says Zumba Bay or Zoom. Is this what you're talking about, Gibbs?
Zumbazi Bay.
Zumbazi Bay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's awesome. And by the way, for like $25 more a person, I think it might be a little bit more than that. You get a wristband. You don't have to wait any more than 5 minutes in a line.
Like an easy pass.
Yeah. But it's the whole day. You just go and
God.
You don't have to wait.
I'm in. I want to go right now.
It is so.
Not today.
Look it up online. It's awesome.
Too chilly outside to go to the water park today.
No, it's never too chilly to go to the
Come
water
on,
park.
Come on,
man. I totally agree.
No.
Water park.
This is perfect.
Anytime.
Nobody will be there.
Yeah, but still. Yeah. So, but with your pass, for $25, you can ride everything anyway.
Yeah, but I'm going to be running
on a beautiful
around,
hot day.
I'm going to be keeping myself warm. You got to go up the stairs. What
you just said keeping yourself warm. It's going to be cold.
It might be a little cold, but I'm okay with it. What is it right now? Let's check in with the temperature.
73.
Right now.
Fine. Yeah, but like
nothing
down there, it's
that.
Like 10 degrees warmer.
More Columbus?
Yeah, it's like 80.
True. Yeah, 80 degrees in Columbus.
That's
I'm in.
Perfect.
Zumbazi. Let's go. Actually, it's only 63. It's 75
yeah,
right now
go.
In Columbus. 75 now.
Perfect.
And sunny.
Perfect. I'll take 75, not
Zumbazi.
63.
All right. Joe Thomas. Tough man. Turns out even tougher
just
than we
bit.
Know. We're going to hear from him when we return. Then we're going to dip into the mailbag. We got a lot to get to. Not a lot of time. Zumbazi Bay is calling us. 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.